It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Living a money pit,
money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you're living a money pit,
money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now with your home improvement question. Call us right now with your do-it-yourself dilemma. Reach out and call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974. We're here to help you get the job done. We've got a great show planned for you this hour. Coming up first, surge protection. You know, we have so many electrical appliances in our house, and we have such an unreliable power system sometimes. We're always getting surges, brownouts, blackouts, you name it. How does that impact your electrical appliances? Well, it can make them go kaput, especially the computers, the cell phones that are plugged in, the flat screen TVs. If you don't have proper surge protection, they're at risk of damage. We're going to tell you how to make sure they are safe.
And speaking of electrical appliances, also ahead this hour, we're going to talk to you about satellite dishes. If you've got them, you might not realize they take a little bit of maintenance. Number one, you want to make sure they're properly aligned, but you also want to make sure that they're properly installed so during these summer storms they don't become airborne and end up through a window. We've got that coming up.
Satellite dishes make lousy Frisbees.
Yeah, and large ones.
Plus, a kitchen or a bath makeover is still the best project for your home improvement buck. But with a bad economy, many homeowners are shifting to home improvements that are more practical, like replacing windows.
That's why we're going to tell you why windows are a great investment and what kind of new windows are out there a little bit later on the program.
And we're giving away the Sinkit outdoor water station with hose from Ames True Temper. It's worth $50. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEY. Pit 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to California to talk to Carol. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a brick hearth fireplace, and it has on the hearth itself, it has a fine layer of what looks like dust. But it isn't dust. When I tried to wash it off as it dried, the white reappeared. I'm not sure what product to use, and I thought I'd talk to somebody like yourself who might guide me in that way.
Well, have you tried white vinegar and water?
No, I haven't. You think that would do it?
It works amazingly well on any sort of mineral deposit that you would see on a concrete wall, around a faucet, and it makes it go away lickety-split.
And it won't damage the brick?
No.
Okay. All right. I definitely will give that a try. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bill in Wisconsin needs some help repairing stucco. How can we help you today?
Hi, yes. I have a stucco problem in my house. As a matter of fact, it's breaking off in certain places. At least the top coat is.
Is it concrete stucco, Bill, or is it a Drivet product?
No, it's concrete. This is an old house. This house is probably built in the early 1900s. And it's been on there since then.
Okay.
And it's sort of the last project that I remodeled the house completely, and this is kind of the last project, and it's a rather difficult one because I'm not sure exactly how to fix this. I know there's some new products out there, but I'm not familiar with them, and I can't really find a lot of information.
All right. What's exactly happening to the stucco? Are you seeing the metal screening below? What does it look like now?
No. I'm only seeing I know that stucco goes on in like three coats, a scratch coat, then a main body, and a top coat. And this top coat is what is breaking off in several places.
Okay. Bill, I would use an epoxy patching compound. If it's only coming off in several places like that, I would use an epoxy compound that's designed for stucco, and then I would repaint the surface. And you'll get good adhesion in those spaces.
Okay, so do I have to put anything special on there to make it stick to that?
No, that's the advantage of using the epoxy. So it's not concrete. It's a much stickier application.
And there's no prep, no pulling away anything that's loose or any sort of sanding or scuffing up of a region to make it more prone to adhesion?
In the old days, you'd have to do all that. But in this case, as long as it's clean and dry, it should adhere right to it just fine. You know, QuickCrete makes a great product that will do just that. Check out their website at QuickCrete.com.
Okay, I'll do that. And one other question concerning that same project. Once I get that repaired, is there a special paint that I can use to spray on it?
Well, you could have it sprayed, or you could, brush paint it or roll paint it. That's really just an application question, but any exterior grade paint is going to work for that. That's rated for stucco.
All right, thanks for help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Pick up the phone and give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888 Money Pit.
We never sleep around here. Here to take your question whenever it's on your mind. And if I'm not in, just ask for Leslie. Up next, satellite dishes provide a wide range of programming, but maintaining them requires a bit of fine-tuning. We're going to tell you exactly what to do after this.
888 Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, pick up the phone, dial that magic number, 1-888-MONEY-PIT, because one caller who asked their question on the air this hour is going to automatically get entered into our random prize drawing. Up for grabs this hour is the Sink It Outdoor Water Station, plus a hose from Ames True Temper. It's a unique product that can turn any outdoor spigot into a sink so you can clean up your garden tools, your shoes, whatever, even give the dog a bath if you've got a little dog, maybe. It's a package worth $50, so pick up the phone and give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's talk a bit now about satellite dishes. You know, a lot of us have these. It's a great addition to a home theater system or even just the family tube watching station, wherever that is in your house. But if you've got a satellite dish, there are a few channels of maintenance, so to speak, you need to watch out for. First, remember that strong winds may move a dish out of alignment over time. The lines can also become damaged or waterlogged. You need to pay attention to those details to make sure that you have clear reception. Also, make sure that the dish is securely fastened to the roof and that it's done so in a way that does not cause water to leak through that space. Many times, if these dishes aren't fastened and aren't sealed, those fasteners are not sealed, what'll happen is you'll get some rot in the roof structure right around it, and you won't know it till the dish actually flies off the roof. So a good thing to do is to have a handyman, if you're not handy enough to go up in the roof yourself, is to check the plywood around the roof sheathing, around where the satellite dish attaches to make sure it's not getting soft and delaminated. And you can also do this from the underside if you look at the attic and look up. Look for any signs of water intrusion and make sure it stays nice and tight and rot-free, and your dish will be good to go for a long, long time. Hey, do you have a home improvement question? Is your roof leaking? Is your floor squeaking? Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, who's next?
Heading up to the attic with Richard in Texas. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm looking at building a new home, and I've been reading quite a bit about unventilated attics. And just wondering what's the benefits, what's the drawback, because the attic temperature is what I used to fight up in Minnesota with cold. It's now heat in Texas.
Don't you need the circulation of air through the attic to sort of help control the air throughout, the conditioning throughout the rest of the space?
Well, they're saying that where you, like, totally seal off the attic, your home and your attic never gets more than a 5 to 10 degree temperature difference.
The answer to your question, Richard, depends on where the insulation is. Now, if the insulation is above the attic, so to speak, which basically makes the attic really conditioned space as opposed to unconditioned space, which is the way it normally is done, if that, in fact, is conditioned space, then the temperature up there is going to be fairly consistent with what the interior temperature of the home is. Now,
correct.
That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to use a traditional vented attic. Where I see most contractors go wrong is that they don't put enough venting in the attic. They put small vents, just soffit vents, maybe a couple of roof vents. What we have found is that if you use a continuous ridge and soffit vent that goes all the way down through the soffits on both sides of the home and all the way down through the ridge, then what you in effect create is a 24/7, 365 venting system where the air gets sucked out of the ridge and pushed into the soffits and always keeps that attic very comfortable. So those are two different ways to go. Which one you choose is going to depend a lot on your builder and which way they're accustomed to working, but I think that they'll both work.
There's actually a great resource online. It's buildingscience.com. And if you go to their website and go through the resources, you can find an article on roofing and roofs. And there's a full scientific study on vented and unvented attic spaces.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Richard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Oregon to talk with Cherie about rust stains. What happened?
Hi. Yeah, I have a concrete slab patio in my backyard, and I think the fertilizer has caused some staining on the patio. It looks rust-colored, and I'm wondering if there's a product or a process that will remove those stains for me.
Do you have a sprinkler system?
I do.
I doubt it's the fertilizer that's causing the rust. It's probably just the rust that's coming up through the sprinkler system. Do you have well water?
Oh, no, We're on the city water.
Hmm. Well, regardless, I think that you can clean it with a solution of TSP, trisodium phosphate. Available at hardware stores, home centers. Mix up a fairly strong solution. Use a brush, like a bristle brush on a stick. Scrub it in a little bit, rinse it off. That ought to brighten it up. And make sure you direct those sprinkler heads so that the water does not reach the patio, because I think you're going to find that you're pulling up some iron from the ground, and that's probably what's causing this rust stain.
Yeah, it does seem to be around the edge of the patio, too, so that could be. Okay, well, thanks. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Cherie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Steve in Louisiana has a question about a patio situation gone wrong. What happened?
Hey, Tom, Leslie. I broke my patio.
How?
Yeah, and your note here says you broke the patio while cutting down a tree. That must have been some event there, Steve.
I had a large pine tree just to the side of the patio, and we hired a contractor to come in and drop the tree, which he did, and dropped it over the corner of the patio. And we didn't notice at the time, and it cracked it. And the patio is 24 by 20, and it was on the outside corner. And it runs about 4.5 feet up one side, about 4 feet up the other side, so a little triangle piece. And at the time, it was a little more than a hairline crack.
Right.
We didn't pay a lot of attention to it. You put a planter on it, you didn't notice it. Well, we put half of a whiskey barrel on there, full of dirt and stuff, and I guess over time,
and that got really heavy.
Yeah,
the weight had pushed it down. Now, keep in mind too, off of the patio, the backyard slopes away at I don't know, a 20-25 degree angle, I guess, off.
Right.
And over time, it has sunken down to where I've probably got an inch gap in it, and the pitch on it now probably drops 2 or 3 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the surface of the patio is a rock surface, you know, where they put the heavy aggregate in there and then spray it down after you lay it, so it's got the rock surface. We thought about, way after the fact, thought about like Quikrete kind of to fill the little seam in, but that wouldn't work other than just to fill the seam in.
Well, what you'd need here is an epoxy patching compound.
Can you go that deep with it?
Yeah. It will solidify, and the patching compounds actually have a little bit of substance to it, a little density to them. So you can very carefully trowel it in there. Coloring could be an issue. It may look like a seam repair. The way you can get around that is to use a dye, perhaps a grout dye or a concrete dye, to try to bring it in close to the color that it is right now, Steve.
Okay, we appreciate the help. You guys have a great day.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We're going to have a chimney chat with John in Iowa. What can we do for you?
I had a roofing company come, and they resheeted, and they tore the old shingles off. Resheeted the roof, but I'm having problems around my chimney. We've been getting a lot of weather here lately, and I've noticed some leaking, so I got up there and I kind of looked at their work, and there appears to be, you know, when they built the house, it's a cinder block chimney, it's square, and the flashing, you know, was embedded right in the mortar joint.
Right.
Well, they put their their step flashing, you know, in the shingles. And they're kind of coming away from the top. And I think that's where the water's getting.
Did they try to reuse the old flashing?
Yes.
That's what I suspected. Yeah, you know, they just went lazy on you, John, and really what you have to do here is tear out the old flashing and then reflash it. You could probably use the same groove in the chimney to insert the edge of the flashing, but what you need is base flashing and counter flashing. Base flashing goes between the shingles and up against the side of the chimney, and counter flashing is notched into the chimney and then covers the base flashing. And that system works together and expands and contracts and keeps it very watertight. But if they did not do that and they tried to sort of jam the shingles into the old stuff, that was a real lazy, sloppy thing to do, and I'm not the least bit surprised you have leaks. You need somebody to go up there and redo that flashing properly, and that will stop it from happening.
So there's no quick fix. You know, I thought
there's
no quick fix.
You can go up there and slap on some roof cement, and you'll be right back at it in another year. Absolutely guaranteed. It just won't work.
Okay.
The key here, John, is to do it once, do it right, and not do it again. And these guys didn't do the job.
Well, that explains it.
All right, John. Sorry we can't give you better news, but you got to get it done right, and then it'll be good for the long haul, okay?
Okay, very good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Sometimes we give you good news, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do there because it's sort of, you know, a system that's laid on top of one another.
Yeah, you know, that's why if you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a home repair like that, it's not a bad idea to make sure it's inspected by the town or inspected by an independent professional home inspector before you cut the check. Because now I'm sure this roofer's long gone and John's going to have to pay somebody else to redo all that flashing on his chimney.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Hey, you know we love to give stuff away. Well, this time we are getting you in on a potentially huge windfall for your house. If you enter into the Ugliest Door in America contest, it's sponsored by Therma-Tru Doors, you could win a brand spanking new door for your back, your side, your patio, your front, whatever gets you in and out of the house, they will replace it for free.
And you got to do it right now because this is the last weekend of the Ugliest Door in America contest details at myuglydoor.com. And by the way, you don't just get the door and we say see ya. We actually install the door for you.
How convenient.
Exactly. So if you have a front door, a side door, a back door, a patio door, maybe your mom's door, your dad's
door,
maybe your neighbor's door, but not your cat door. That you're on your own with. Go to myuglydoor.com and send us a couple of photos. The entry details are right there. You can send a couple of photos of the door, short essay about why you may have the ugliest door in America, and do it today because it's the last weekend for this contest. You could win a brand new entryway from Therma-Tru worth up to $5,000. Hey, while you're on that site, myuglydoor.com, check out the before and after of the winners from some of the past years. The transformation is absolutely dramatic, and that could be you if you're the winner of the Ugliest Door in America contest. Details at myuglydoor.com. Do it today.
All right, well, hurry up, because when you get back from putting in your entry, we are going to have the ins and outs of replacement windows. Talk to you in a bit.
You're in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Citrus Magic, the all-natural super strong air freshener, available in spray and solid form. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now with your home improvement question. Call us right now with your do-it-yourself dilemma. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You know, we all love to do home makeovers. New kitchens, baths, all still very popular improvements. But with a sluggish economy, we need to be more careful about the home improvements that we select and make sure they give us a great return on investments. Replacing your windows is a project that certainly would.
Yeah, and not only are they a great return on your investment, but they also make your homes more energy efficient. So we love to take this on as a home improvement project. In the end, you're going to see new windows saving you a ton of money on your energy bills. And replacement windows usually return at least 80% of the investment cost when it comes time to sell your home. So that's not bad. In fact, joining us with some more info about new windows is Kathy Krafka-Harkema from Pella. Welcome, Kathy.
Glad to be here. And it's a great time to talk about new windows to take a bite out of your utility bills.
Well, it certainly is. And Kathy, I want to start by asking you about how you actually do comparison window shopping, because we hear so many claims by not only major manufacturers such as yourselves, But, you know, the replacement window folks that are out there, you know, you'll save X percent on energy efficiency. If a consumer is faced with all of this competing messaging out there, how do you kind of break it down and make that apples-to-apples comparison when you want to make a smart window decision?
Well, there's a number of factors that you can look for, because replacing windows can be a scary fact. You want to look for the best quality for the best value. And ways you do that are start by a brand that you can trust and people that you can trust. For example, the people that you buy your windows from today, you'd like to be there 10 years from now should you want to add a new option to those windows.
And that's such an important point, because how many times do we get a call from someone who has purchased, say, from a local window company that's no longer in business, and now the seals are bad on their thermal paint windows.
And that's been happening a year or two after they've purchased the new windows.
That's why it's important to do business with someone that's been in business and has a good warranty and also offers installation service, so that you can get the full package of value. When you're shopping and comparing labels, the best thing to look for in terms of energy efficiency is the Energy Star, and that symbolizes the most energy-efficient products. And then you can go beyond that and compare the National Fenestration Rating Council, or NFRC, labels. But that could be a lot of information. That's why you want to do business with somebody that's a dedicated representative that knows windows, that knows your needs, can help you sort through the various options. You'll also want to look for low-E glass as a great way to help protect those furnishings inside your home from fading. And it's helpful to have a dedicated representative like a Pella representative that can help you either come into your home and view your existing windows and take measurements, or then travel to the Pella showroom and see the various options that you have. And Pella even provides in-home consultations, evening appointments, to make it as easy for you as possible.
We're talking to Kathy Kraft-Kaharkama. She's a spokesperson for Pella Windows and Doors. And, Kathy, I noticed that Pella was the Energy Star Partner of the Year for windows for the last 2 years. So that's quite a compliment, getting that from the folks at Energy Star. When it comes time to actually make that window decision, how do you decide between whether you should use a replacement window or a new construction window? Are there advantages to using a new construction style window, even though it's a little more complicated to install?
Sure. Part of it's going to depend on the type of renovation. For example, if you're removing the existing siding or adding a completely new addition onto your home, a new construction window might be your best option. But if, say, you've got beautiful woodwork or trim inside your home, you may want to go for what's called a Pella pocket replacement window. And if your existing window frame is in good condition, and by that we mean no rotting or leaking or, you know, moisture coming in around that window cavity, you may be able to go with a pocket replacement that is a new window that fits in the existing opening but allows you to keep that interior woodwork and trim and wallpaper intact.
You know, Kathy, how do you know that it's time? Does your window give you some sort of symptoms or signs that it does need to be replaced?
Sure. Things to look for to know when it's time a window could go are peeling paint on the exterior of the window. Or you might see signs of moisture leaking in or around the window, either from the interior or the exterior. That's a sign to look at that window possibly needing to go and being replaced.
And so the current energy failure that you might be feeling around the window itself or through the panes of glass, does that sort of also dictate, rather than the construction situation, which type of replacement or new construction window might be best for you?
That's where you need to get a Pella expert to come in and take a look, because it may be a case that air is getting in within the sashes of, or movable parts of the window, or it may be around the window itself. Or a simple trick that a homeowner can also try is light a candle around a window and watch where that candle flame flickers to see where air is coming in around it. Or a lot of times the air infiltration is so bad you can feel it with your hand. And feel, is it coming in around the parts of the window or around the exterior of the window itself? And either way, you're losing energy, and when you're losing energy, you're losing money.
And you're just not comfortable. Kathy Kraft-Kaharkama, spokesperson for Pella. And Pella is the Energy Star Partner of the Year for windows for the last 2 years. So good advice from some real experts. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, well, another thing windows are good for, storm protection. And speaking of which, each year, lightning strikes cost millions of dollars of damage to electrical systems inside your home. Find out how to protect yours right after this.
Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Rheem Water Heaters. For dependable, energy-efficient tank and tankless water heaters, you can trust Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And is your front door a disaster? What about your back door, your side door, your patio door? Is it ugly? Yes, you say? Well, you're in luck because this is the final weekend for our Ugliest Door in America contest sponsored by Therma-Tru. And if you send in a couple of photos of your ugly door to the myuglydoor.com website, you might just find yourself the winner of a $5,000 entryway makeover, which is super nice from Therma-Tru Doors. You got to go to this website, Leslie, and see the before and after to really appreciate it.
Oh, they're amazing.
Think?
And guys, you know, the doors really don't have to be in like the worst shape. They can be non-functioning. They can just be ugly to you. Every door has its own story, and you can enter by video or by photo with a small essay. Be creative. This is the last weekend. Get in on this contest because it could be you. You never know. Why can't you win?
The website is myuglydoor.com. Do it today. Myuglydoor.com. And speaking of great prizes, we're giving one away today on the radio show. It's the Sink It Outdoor Water Station from Ames True Temper. Going to go to one caller that reaches us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, who's next?
Jane in South Carolina has a roofing question. What's going on?
Well, the situation is we have a leak in our roof. It comes down behind our front door, and it's in a corner behind the front door. And every time we talk to a roofer, bring a roofer over, they want to replace the whole roof.
Yeah, let me guess.
For something that's obviously in the well between the garage and the porch.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do or not do?
Well, first of all, you're not talking to the right roofers. What you have here is a flashing problem. You have some element of the intersection of the garage and the porch where it's leaking. Replacing the roof is ridiculous when all you have is a leak in a flashing area. So you need to find somebody that's a good technician that can diagnose this and is willing to fix that. The kinds of products that you need here are flashing products. What I would suggest is the website for the Grace folks. Those guys make ice and water shield and different types of stretch flashing materials. It's graceathome.com. I think what you're going to need is one of their flexible flashing products to seal in that space underneath the roof shingles, and that will stop it once and for all. But keep in mind, Jane, to do this, you're going to have to pull off the shingles and then install the flashing product and then reshingle that area.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
But you definitely don't need a new roof.
Thank you. That's what
You're
we
welcome.
Figured.
You're right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Stuart in Texas has a counter question for us. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have a house that's about 4 years old, and it has granite countertops in the kitchen. The granite, though, it's not as smooth as what I would really like it to be. When I run my hand across it, I can feel small voids in it. It's not like it's been worn. It's like it was that way, you know, when they first put it in and just never did anything more with it. Is there something that can be done, like to either grind that down more to
well,
get rid of the voids?
Well, you feel like a space, almost as if like a piece has been chipped out, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you have to. This is sort of like the myth about granite countertops that no one tells you. They need to be resealed every year because when they cut the granite, it ends up having these like chips and gouges all through it. And then they put like a clear resin sort of heavy coating over it that fills in all these spaces and gives you that nice, smooth, super glossy surface. And that wears down, you know, annually with cleaning, with improper cleaning products. And so once a year, you do need to reseal it.
Okay, and that'll fill back in those voids then?
It absolutely will.
Okay, and you don't have to worry about the product getting up into food things that you're chopping up on the counter or anything like that?
No, not once it dries.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You've got the Money Pit, and if you can hear us, that means your power is on. Good for you.
Here's a clue.
Exactly. But power surges, seriously, these things can knock off all kinds of computer equipment, cable boxes, everything offline. And what's worse, a surge could ruin expensive equipment for good. You need to protect yourself. You want to consider installing in your home a surge arrestor. It offers whole house protection because it safeguards hardwired equipment like your air conditioning systems or even appliances that can't be protected by those plug-in surge devices that you get at, you know, the home centers or the office supply shops. You know, an electrician can install an arrestor for between $100 and $200. But when you think about all of the major appliances in your home that could potentially be damaged, destroyed, ruined, you are looking at saving thousands of dollars. Invest that little bit of money and be really happy when something does not go wrong.
And by the way, this is something that you could purchase and have professionally installed. It's not something, on the other hand, that you have to rent from the utility company. I've noticed now, Leslie, that a lot of utility companies are offering sort of rental of these surge arrestors where they'll charge you, I don't know, $5-$10 a month to put one on your house. It's not something that you rent. It's something that you buy and have professionally installed, and you're done with it. They really don't wear out, and it's an easy thing and an inexpensive thing for a professional electrician to do. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, tips on how to cure water stains, how to leak your roof. We'll tell you how to get rid of the stains that follow next.
Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Plus Ultra Exterior Paint and Primer in 1 with advanced NanoGuard technology to help you save time and money while preserving your home's exterior finish. For more information, visit Behr.com. That's Behr.com. Behr products are available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love surfing the web, I've got a great website for you. It's moneypit.com. I bet you knew I was going to say that. But I'm sure you have been there several times, snooping around, looking for projects, getting ideas. Well, maybe at that exact moment when you're online, a question pops into your head. If that happens, you are in luck, my friends. Click on the Ask Tom and Leslie icon and then email us your question, and we will answer them like we do every hour of the program at this time. And I've got one here from Susan in Mars Hill, North Carolina, who writes, "We have black stains on our ceiling. We want to remove them. I tried to clean them. I painted over them, and then the stains seeped right back through the new paint. What can I do to make them gone for good?"
First, fix the roof leak, Susan.
Yeah, seriously.
Assuming that that's been done, it's not unusual for the leak stains or the water stains to come through regular paint. What you have to do is you have to prime over those stains. Now, if it's a small area, you can do what's called spot priming, which is just painting over that one tight little area. But if it's a fairly wide stain, then I would recommend priming the entire ceiling. And here's why. When you prime just that one big wide spot, it makes the ceiling so impervious in that area that you get a slightly different sheen after you put the top coat on it, and it'll be noticeable even after the top coat is on it. So in that situation, I would prime the entire ceiling. Use a good quality primer. Oil-based primer is probably best. We'd recommend Kills or a product similar to that.
All right, now we've got one here from Jason in Charlotte, North Carolina, who writes, "I had to replace some damaged vinyl siding. The existing siding is 10 years old. The new panels are glossy, whereas the old ones are dull and chalky. What can I do to make the old ones shine like the new?"
Well, I suspect that all the siding was the same sheen, so to speak, when it first went on. But what you've got here is exposure to the elements that caused the original stuff to dull. What I would suggest is this. I would pick the least visible area of your house. I would take some panels off of that and use it in the most visible areas of your house and put the newer panels in that area that's not quite as visible, so at least it's somewhat hidden as it wears and tears and sort of comes into the same sheen as everything else.
You know what, Jason? If you can also get your hands on any composite deck cleaning products, you give that a try on the vinyl siding, it tends to bring it back to new life as well.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting to friends, Romans, and countrymen. Hey, speaking of Romans, Leslie's got some window treatment tips with today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Italian people here. I'm talking about window shades. If you are looking for a simple yet elegant window treatment that's totally your own. Head to any home center, major store, crafting center. I want to say the names of the stores, but you know I'm not allowed. But go to Target. They've got good ones. Pier 1. Look online. You can find inexpensive Roman shades. I'm talking, you know, maybe $20 for a window. And then head to the crafting store. You know, look at super wide grosgrain ribbon or even decorative trimmings or that fun rickrack or any sort of piping. Look for all these trimmings that really just appeal to you, and anything that's going to be easy to attach with those iron-on sort of fusible bondings. And then go ahead and dress up that inexpensive Roman shade that you've just picked up. Put them on the bottom, put it on the sides, make it as a decorative trim that sort of dangles off the bottom. It really will look beautiful. It takes something that's super simple and makes it really work with your space. It looks as if you've hired a interior designer who has made you spend a ton of money on something really fancy, but in the end, you did it yourself. It looks great and it was inexpensive.
Coming up next week on the Money Pit, picnic season is here, but along with great food comes hard to remove stains. We're going to give you some tips on how to get rid of grease, ketchup, barbecue sauce from furniture and clothes on the next edition of this program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.